I'm Angela Schlenz, Chief Operating Officer of Chris Lindahl Real Estate. Today, I have a quick bonus episode for you with 5 tips to being a better communicator. So in real estate, you're always on stage. You're always performing, and you really have to be a strong communicator. First of all, your smile, your energy, and your presence are more important than the words that are coming out of your mouth. When you're first meeting a client, bring that smile. It'll change everything that they think about you. Secondly is confidence. Present yourself with confidence, even if you're not. Use that power stance. Confident people can lead others. And keep in mind, if you're a new real estate agent, you're the only one that knows that. The customers don't know that. So be confident when you're meeting new individuals, whether you're in real estate or any other industry. Be confident and fake it till you make it. Third is replicate the customer's cadence. Mirror the customer. So if they're speaking fast or if they're speaking slow, you want to mirror that and duplicate their communication style. Fourth is preparation. Preparation is huge in this industry. So in real estate, consumers are searching online. They're finding different information. But the real estate agent, as you know, you have information that is more in depth. So study that information, prepare, and that'll help you to be more confident. Last but not least, practice and role play. Walk through it in pressure situations with different coaches, different peers. It'll make it a lot easier when you're face-to-face with that customer for the first time or the 150th time. You know, some people say practice makes perfect. Practice makes progress. I think practice makes permanent, and that's really where you win in real estate. Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you liked it, please share it with 3 of your friends and family. Again, I'm Angela Schlenz. Thank you again.